Number 138 from October 2017, One More Day. Every once in a while, you get a telephone call that really rocks you. A couple summers ago, I got a call from my sister that she had been in another near-fatal car accident as she was coming to visit us. She had done the same thing about 25 years before. A couple years before this latest accident, there was a call that her husband had dropped over dead from a heart attack at age 64. When I am on call at the hospital and the phone rings at night, my heart always races a little bit because there are never any good news calls in the middle of the night. Nobody ever calls you at 2 o'clock in the morning to tell you that you won the lottery, especially since I don't buy tickets. It's always bad news. But about 3 weeks ago, I got another one of those phone calls that was shocking. My sister asked if I had heard about my nephew, Caleb, in Minnesota. I said I had heard nothing and asked what was wrong. She said, "Well, Caleb has had a heart attack and he was in the Mayo Clinic." "How can that be?" I shouted. "He's the healthiest guy in our entire family." That was true. Caleb is by far the best athlete our family has ever produced. He still holds about half the school records at Triton High School for football and for track and field. He is only 27 years old and is still in great shape, bicycling 5 miles to work and back every day. It just seems so impossible that something like this could happen to him. It turns out that Caleb did not exactly have a heart attack. He had a virus that attacked his heart, but the net result is about the same because he now has damage to his heart. Hopefully there can be some recovery, but you never know. As terrible as phone calls like this are, they serve as a reminder that this life is short and we may make all the plans that we like, but that doesn't mean we will get to enact these plans. It is a wake-up call to drive home the importance of what we are doing with this day that we have been given. We don't have yesterday. That's gone. We don't have tomorrow because we never know if we will still be here. We have this day as a gift that God has given us, and that is why it is called the present. I can't tell you how many times I have heard people standing around the deathbed in the hospital saying, "I just wish I had one more day. I had some things I needed to say to Dad." Another young woman said, "The last thing my mother heard from me was that I hated her, and now I can't take it back." If you love your family, tell them you love them today. If you need to reconcile with a friend, reconcile today. This is the only day we have. Let's make good use of it.